Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cheryl Einhorn is here. Cheryl Strauss Einhorn is an award-winning journalist. She's an educator, an adjunct professor at Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism. She's the author of Problem Solved, A Powerful System for Making Complex Decisions, which I'm pretty sure we helped her launch on the show about a year ago. And she's our good friend, Cheryl Einhorn. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. You want to talk about trust today, how to build trust. And as my audience knows, I probably conducted no less than a few hundred interviews with other trust experts on this show in the last 21 years. No one, I'm going to go out on a limb and say no one on the planet has talked about trust more than I have on the show, because I think it's important. I think it's essential. I think it's existential. We have to have it. Human. I go so far, Cheryl, as to say humans require trust. We can't go very far anywhere without it. And what the point you make that we're going to talk about today is, based on what I just said, if you accept that, can you actually build trust? And I want you to talk to us about how we can do that.
Well, I agree with you. It's such an important question. If we can build trust with one another, we have an opportunity to not only really have some comfort, but then that comfort can also give us the ability to feel like we have agency, we can take on new challenges, and we can also be resilient in situations because we're operating in a collaborative system. Mm-hmm. And so I think that if you can build that sense of collaboration, making other people feel included and understood and that their needs are addressed, you have an opportunity to really have something that is greater than yourself. And I think that that makes people not only feel like they are operating in relationships that are healthy, but that they can be understood. And
when you
so
say,
I think it's very fundamental.
When you say collaborative system, do you mean a multifaceted, diverse system where people work together closely, or are you talking about a system where that is collaborative because the barriers are down, the shields are down because there's so much trust?
Well, I think to get to the second thing, you have to know how to enter into a situation or a conversation that can address the needs of the other stakeholders who you're involved with. And so my area method is built on this collaborative backbone by mm-hmm. using perspective taking. Perspective taking gives you a beautiful two-for-one. When you walk in somebody else's shoes, you have an opportunity to better understand their incentives and motives. And you also gain distance on yourself, which enables you to bubble up your assumptions and judgments so that you can decide whether or not they're valid or whether or not they should be dismissed.
Boy, howdy, do we need more of what you just said in America today on both sides of the aisle. I mean, we have such a dearth of walking, as you say, walking in other people's shoes, trying to understand why they're taking that position, giving them the latitude and being tolerant of the fact that they have their position. We're missing that in America today, aren't we? And I fear we may even be missing it in the workplace. What do you think? In the marketplace, not just in politics or society. What do you think?
Well, I think the workplace has really been trying to address this issue of inclusion and making people feel like their authentic self can show up to work. I actually have an article that is scheduled to run in the edition of Barron's Business Magazine for the new year. So it wouldn't be this weekend, it would be next weekend's issue, that sort of looks at the fact that there's a growing body of research that talks about there is a correlation between a business case, so financial evidence, that diversity and inclusion helps financial performance, but you can't really say causation. And companies, as we know, and workplaces are traditionally pretty conservative in terms of how they allocate their capital. Mm-hmm. But this has been an instance where companies have decided to allocate big dollars and real processes to try to think about how is it that they can make the workplace a more collaborative and inclusive system. Now, whether or not this is going to turn to bear out in 5 years or so, that the data can really support that people feel more comfortable and that these processes and practices are the right ones, the jury is still out. But that being said, I do think that there is a recognition that we have to have a way to be able to include other people in our decision making. Mm-hmm. And that's really the crux of what AREA talks about. And, you know, it basically says that for too long, decision making has been siloed. And yet we don't operate alone. We always mm-hmm. operate within a context, within
well, an environment. Well, and with very little of a very little nod to the concept of the wisdom of crowds. James Surowiecki wrote a book called The Wisdom of Crowds, and in the research that he reported on, it showed that 5 PhDs could not make as good a decision as 3 PhDs and two high school graduates working together did. That's a little bit facetious, but not much in terms of the mix of the decision makers. That the diversity of the crowd produced a better product, and I grew up on a farm, Cheryl. In the farm, we call that hybrid vigor. In nature, there's something called hybrid vigor, where you put two species together, so to speak, two cows, different kinds of cows, you get a better calf. It's called hybrid vigor in the natural world of the marketplace. I think what you're talking about, this diversity, you can get some hybrid vigor there. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this, and I want Cheryl to explain to you again her very important AREA method, AREA, AREA method, after the break, 20 after. The book is called Problem Solved by Cheryl Strauss Einhorn. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.